We know we're going to have at least 10 mitzvos in the Sefer HaChinuch and Parsha Sisro, the Parsha of the Aseres HaDibros. Actually, a good trivia question is, just how many mitzvos in the Aseres HaDibros are counted by the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam? The answer is not 10. Anyone know how many mitzvos are counted in the Aseres HaDibros? Okay. Tariyag mitzvos, good answer. No, there's an actual number of mitzvos counted in the Aseres HaDibros based on those psukim, and the answer is not 10. That's your homework. You have until, I guess, Vas Chanan. You have until 6 months to figure that out. But to discuss tonight, well, the very first of those mitzvos is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That is the mitzvah of Emunah BaHashem. The first commandment is to believe in Hashem. Where do you see in that language a command? It's a statement of fact. I am Hashem, your God who took you out of Egypt. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 25 says, Anochi is not just an identification of, hey, you know who I am, I'm Hashem who took you out. It's actually a tzivoy. The Rambam counts it as a formal mitzvah. Hashem is telling them, you have to remember, I took you out of Egypt, and now I'm giving you the Torah. Included in this mitzvah is not just abstractly to believe in Hashem, it's the idea of all, at least most of the Rambam's Ikari Amunah, that God is omnipotent, that God is but benevolent, that God has no body, that God is aware of everything. Hashem is found in the Torah. All those things that the Rambam says are so critical to faith. The Sefer HaChinuch concludes in this mitzvah, which is not just a statement of identification, is actually a formal mitzvah. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, is quite obvious. Obviously, the foundation for any Shmiras HaMitzvahs has to be a recognition that Hashem is the one who commands these mitzvahs, and we are subservient to everything that He gives to us. A person's ever faced, God forbid, with a choice of losing their life or standing up with their identification as being Jewish and serving Hashem, that is an actual time where a person can fulfill this mitzvah in the most obvious way. But the Sefer HaChinuch says this is one of the mitzvos temidios that a person actually can fulfill at all moments, any time of the day. There are a number of mitzvos like that. There are mitzvos temidios, and the exact number is six. Who is the author who counted those mitzvos? Sheish mitzvos temidios? I'll give you a hint. Sefer HaChinuch, he's the one who actually coined the idea of the Sheish Mitzvos Temidios. The Chafetz Chaim, on the very first page in Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, that there are six Mitzvos Temidios, including number one of those six is believe in Hashem. And the other five are? You want to know? What else is a Mitzvah Temidios? Not to do Avodah Zarah, that's Mitzvah 26, that's the very next Mitzvah. It's two. What else? What do we got? Constant Mitzvah, you can do it right now. Limud Torah is not the answer. Avas Hashem, it's three. Yichud Hashem. Yiras Hashem. Lo Sasuru. Give him a sticker. Lo Sasuru Achel Avavcham V'Acharei Nechem. Those are the six mitzvos, Temidios, at the Sefer HaChinuch famously coined. Those are attributed to him who put those together as mitzvos we can fulfill all the time. As obvious as this mitzvah seems, that believing in Hashem has to be counted. That's everything. The Bahad, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, 1,000 years ago, did not count this mitzvah as one of the Taryag. How could you not count believing in Hashem as one of the Taryag mitzvahs? It's unbelievable. Seriously, unbelievable. Right? How could it possibly be? The Ramban, who actually holds like the Rambam and does count this mitzvah, tries to defend the Bahag, and he says, maybe the Bahag doesn't count it as a mitzvah in the Torah because it is a prerequisite for the Torah. There can't be a Torah and an obligation to observe the commandments of the God if you don't believe in that God. So before there could be a Torah and there be Tariag mitzvos to observe from that Borei, there has to be a Borei, there has to be belief in that being. What would the Sefer HaChinuch say back to that? It's so foundational, it comes before the Torah. You would say, okay, it's so foundational, but the mitzvah is for a person to work on that emuna, for a person to actually work on those foundations, to review the principles, the Rambam's 13 Ikari emuna, and to actually imbibe within ourselves, and to truly feel, and to act out every time a person does any mitzvah, really. They are attaching themselves to that belief. If I do the mitzvah because Hashem said so, shaking a lulav, putting on tefillin, wearing tzitzis, making a bracha, whatever a person is doing, that is a fulfillment. Sheish temidios, we can actually do it all the time, because every mitzvah really stems from that foundation, so we can build on it every single time. But the question really is, how can there be a mitzvah about belief? Belief is so abstract. Belief is something that either you believe or you don't. So I would say a person either already believes something, and you can't command the person, why do you have to command them? Or they don't believe it, so what's it going to help to say, believe it? Either they believe and they already do, or they don't, and it's not going to help. So what exactly is the mitzvah? What is the person supposed to do to actually inculcate that foundation of faith in Hashem? How does the person do that? Give us the secret.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we're saying this is something you do all the time, even not in response to something specific. Work toward the belief. How do you do that? Rav Chana Wasserman has a number of essays that were published called Kovetz Mamaros. And in the beginning of that section, his very first essay is about this topic. And he wants to know, how can the Torah command belief? Either you believe and there's no reason to command it, or a person doesn't believe and it's not going to help. So what he says is a person should realize that faith in Hashem is so obvious. But not everyone thinks so. He says, everyone really, if you stop and think about it, monkeys on a typewriter, it makes no sense that the world just came into existence. You find a watch on the floor, your first thought is, someone lost this watch. No one's thought is, oh, this watch immaculately conceived itself and appeared. It makes no sense that the watch just came into existence. You see something, you want to know, where did it come from? There has to be some source of everything. So if it's so obvious, why don't people believe it? So Rav Chana Wasserman says, because people have biases. There's a subconscious desire. A person doesn't like being told what to do or to follow mitzvot or be restricted from living a life as they see fit. So a person comes up with all kinds of biases, why they don't believe in Hashem, why they don't want to follow Hashem. So he says the mitzvah of Emunah b'Hashem is actually for a person to work on challenging those subconscious biases, for a person to ask, why am I so resistant to being subservient? Why am I so uncomfortable with the idea of taking orders from the Borei Olam? Why don't I like the idea of not being completely independent? If a person can actually fight those subconscious ideas, a person can actually work on themselves, then memela, automatically, belief in Hashem comes out. Perhaps another alternative suggestion, how a person can work on Emunah b'Hashem, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Hei says the word Anochi, that word introducing this mitzvah, and the Aseres Hadibros is an acronym. Anochi stands for Ana Nafshi Kasavis Yahavis. Hashem says, I myself, my essence, I have written down and given to you. As the Zohar says, the entire Torah is names of Hashem. The Torah itself is Hashem's essence. For a person to study Torah, for a person to delve into the Torah, to actually see, well, what is Hashem? To believe in Hashem, you have to know, what does Hashem want? What is Hashem all about? Studying the mitzvah, studying the Torah, is a way for a person to actually intuit, and for a person to be able to tap into Hashem's actual essence, a person's actual knowledge, as close as possible to what Hashem wants. So very fittingly, introducing the Aseres Hadibros at Matan Torah is the secret of Anochi, how to access true Emunah b'Hashem now and all the time.